All right, good evening and welcome to the Allegiance Steam Academy special meeting of the Board of Directors. It's February 18th, 2018. Called the meeting to order at 7 p.m. The meeting location is 13050 2nd Street, Chino, California, 91710. The agenda: instructions for presentations to the board by parents and citizens. Allegiance Steam Academy, which operates Allegiance Steam Academy Thrive Charter School, welcomes your participation at the Allegiance's board meetings. The purpose of a public meeting of the Board of Directors is to conduct the affairs of Allegiance in public. We are pleased that you're in attendance and hope that you will visit these meetings often. Your participation assures us of continuing community interest in our school. To assist you in the ease of speaking and participating in our meetings, the following guidelines are provided and are included in the board policy. Agendas are available to all audience members at the meeting. Note that the order of business on this agenda may be changed without prior notice. For more information on this agenda, please contact Allegiance at email at allegiancesteamacademy.org. Requests to speak forms are available to all audience members who wish to speak on any agenda items or under the general category of public comments, and those are by the white double doors. Public comments are set aside for members of the audience to comment. However, due to public meeting laws, the board can only listen to your issue, not take action. The public is invited to address the board regarding items listed on the agenda. Comments on an agenda item will be accepted during consideration of that item or prior to consideration of the item in the case of a closed session item. Please turn your comment cards to the board secretary prior to the item you wish to speak on. These presentations are limited to 3 minutes, and total time allotted to non-agenda items will not exceed 15 minutes. When addressing the board, speakers are requested to state their name and adhere to the time limit set forth. In compliance with the American with Disabilities Act, and upon request, Allegiance Steam Academy may furnish reasonable auxiliary aids and services to qualified individuals with disabilities. Individuals who require appropriate alternative modification of the agenda in order to participate in board meetings are invited to contact Allegiance Steam Academy. Roll call. Vanessa Okamoto.
Present.
Rimmon Santos is absent. Raquel Rawl.
Present.
Samantha Odo.
Present.
And Andrew Vesti, I am present. Public comments for items not on the agenda. No individual presentation shall be for more than 3 minutes, and the total time for this purpose shall not exceed 15 minutes. Ordinarily, board members will not respond to presentations and no action can be taken. However, the board may give direction to staff following a presentation. Are there any speaker cards?
No.
All right. Approval. Approval of agenda for board meeting for February 18, 2018. It is recommended the Board of Directors approve the agenda for a special board meeting for February 18, 2018. Do I have a motion?
I'll motion.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, open session, communications. Comment from the Board of Directors. Vanessa Okamoto, do you have anything? Samantha Odo? Raquel Rawl?
Sure, let's change it up. But I just wanted to just briefly report. On January 29th, Samantha and I, we went to a meeting in LA with the Charter School Association, just kind of giving us an overview of all the things that we need to do and things of that nature. So we met with a number of experts from not only the Charter School organization, but as well as their experts who tell us about budget, hiring, like from start to finish. And, you know, we now have contacts with them, as well as some other charter schools that have been doing this for a while, in order to kind of just really bolster our skill set. We know that we're parents and that sort of thing. So in addition to hiring the right folks, we want to make sure that we're also getting educated as a board to make sure that we know what we need to do. So if anyone has questions on that, Samantha or I can definitely answer those questions. But we took copious notes, and we've also forwarded those along. And over the course of the year, we'll be attending additional training sessions just to make sure that that knowledge base stays in the core of the board members so that we're as educated as possible.
Thank you. And the only thing I have, just because of in light of the recent school shooting in Florida, You know, it's sad what happened, but to assure all the parents that are interested in our charter school, Dr. Cognetti and I have actually already been speaking, and that was prior to what had happened, about the security at the campus. And I guess that's one fortune of having a police officer on your board. You know, we've discussed ways that the prior charter school had the front office set up and ways that we should change it to make the school more secure. And it's something that we're going to take very seriously. You know, it's going to be no more of just walking in and out as you go. You know, people are going to have to check in, and it's something that just want to let everybody know that we're looking at it now before we even have the school site, and it's something that we're going to take, like I said, very serious. That's all I got. CEO's report.
Good evening. To that discussion about, you know, following the unfortunate events in Florida, I've been reflecting a lot about, you know, our conversation and what's necessary to do our best to secure a school. So, and this is going to be helpful to help manage kind of the community's expectations. We want to balance like a very familial, welcoming environment, but also know that we got to take care of your kiddos, right, at all costs. So there will be sign-ins, right? We will make sure everybody on campus is accounted for. When you arrive, you sign in. When you leave, you sign out. And the more we can, and convenience is not going to be the primary factor, right, in visiting and doing the school operation. It's going to be student safety. So the more the community understands that, the better we'll be, right? It will be frustrating at times to go all the way around the fence and sign in to be on campus when it's more convenient to just, you know, take five steps and go where you wanted to go. But we will do these things for this reason. It's just necessary, right? More so, tragic, you know, sadly, now than ever. Good evening again. Thank you. So I do have a report. I want to share it with you. And it's in several sections, and I hope that this becomes just a part of our business, right? Where there's a CEO's report on the different sections of and components of our work. So first, I'm excited to share on human resources and staffing for the two positions, the two director positions, educational programs and business services. We've got a few candidates we're really excited about. That I'm going to push, you know, for their hire in the next few weeks. And tomorrow, myself, along with a couple of the staff that are very likely to come on and join, are going to be interviewing 12 teacher candidates. So we've had on our Indeed posting over 800 postings or applicants for all of the positions. So yes, it's a good problem to have, right, to have to screen all those applicants. Just today I met with some of the folks that will help conduct the interviews tomorrow. And what's nice to see in the applicant pool is that the vision that we've talked about kind of blending some of the folks and the practices from the former school with our new vision, it's reflected already in the applicants, right? You're seeing obviously people from the outside, known folks from the community, and then some of the individuals that I'm interested in, I know of, that I'd like to, you know, to hopefully see at Allegiance. The interviews take place tomorrow, and those are mostly teacher and special education position interviews. And I'd like to move on to the student information system, right? This is something we need to contract with, and the proposals for the three that we vetted are in your package, but make a recommendation for Illuminate based on cost for sure, but some of the components, they just integrate really well with other systems that we need to work with for reporting and for our budget, right, for our resources. I'm familiar with Illuminate, and it's pretty comprehensive, integrates well with our lottery system and other systems, and also has a very, very friendly and robust parent portal, which I think is going to be great, you know, for communication with the community. I've been thinking a lot also about a plan for engaging the community. I know I'm new here, so a lot of people should, you know, will wonder, who is this person? I want to get to know him and so on. But in that, I want to start a share the plan for engaging the community using social media primarily, right, which is right now where most people are going to, like Facebook and so on, to keep up to speed on things, all things Allegiance. So I'm going to start posting on a monthly basis, essentially a newsletter, right, with one primary focus. And the number one purpose of that is to help the community understand what Allegiance vision is, what we're about, what we're not about. It'll help educate our community on just charters in general, like why are they here, what do they stand for, what are they about, and then the misconceptions that we often see about our schools. So all of it, again, aimed to help the community really understand what we're going to be about. So the first one of that post will go out at the end of this month. We have been through all hands on deck approach we've been putting our policies together, which are going to turn into, on one side, our employee handbook, right? We want to have a very solid handbook to help everybody who works at Allegiance understand the expectations of their role, the expectations of being a part of our team. And the more, the clearer that is and the more upfront it is with our candidates for hire, the better off we're going to be. The evidence shows that that's the case, right? We talked about it today with the team that's going to interview tomorrow, that we will be talking about our policies in their interview and, with candidates down the line. So the people who are going to show up with your kids are going to know what's expected of them on all fronts, right? That's our aim. The handbook will not be something that gets signed once a year and goes away, and then you don't see it. We want to make it very much a living, breathing kind of document that you refer to and know well. And last update, thanks to the help of some folks, we have some proposals for our lunch program, right? For our breakfast lunch program. We're going to also talk to CVUSD as a potential provider. The two that we looked at closely now, Revolution Foods and Choice Lunch, offer a lot of really good options. I'm not thrilled about the price point of Choice Lunch. It's just a little high for what I would like to see offered. But any provider we're looking at will meet the criteria for free and reduced lunch, which is an important part of who we want to serve. And yeah, I can speak to that. Any questions around, I guess, any of those items? We've been busy. It's been fun. Yeah.
In regards to the interviews, who will be handling the
interview with the
teacher?
Can I answer to them?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to follow protocol, right? Yeah. I'm going to be involved in all of the interviews to date. And if that needs to change, then it'll be a group of maybe the directors of business services and some of the teachers who are going to also have sort of leadership roles, right? Okay. Starting to have that group come together. But I do want, I know for the positions that work closest with the kids, I want teacher input on those positions, right? So teachers interviewing teachers, instructional aides, proctors, et cetera, you definitely want that perspective, right? Yeah. Moving forward, we would realize a more comprehensive panel too with a parent representative, we've had the idea of student representative, at least having a say in that process. Right now, just because we don't have a student population yet, right? We don't have that. The people conducting the interviews will be the small team that I listed. Yeah. Yeah.
Question.
Yeah.
For the school, the lunch program.
Yeah.
Is there? We're going to contract. Who's going to do the application for the free to apply with the federal government for that? So we're going to look at contracts now.
Hopefully we can do it. I think we can do it. That's my goal. But if that needs to change, I'll let you know. Yeah.
How about the
Yeah, it's been a process. I'm learning, right?
Yeah.
That it's not. This is not new. It's been ongoing, and we're discovering that there's just. So one of the providers requires us to hire our own staff, right? And then another provider, while the price and for the student is higher, it reduces the costs because there's not that same role, right? But we just have to be able to maintain a price that's accessible, right? Food that kids want to eat that's relatively healthy, and then that, you know, that fits into the entire budget. So there are a lot of moving parts, and we're discovering more variables every time we talk to somebody. So yeah, you probably could speak to that as well, right? It's a process, right?
Yeah.
We are where we need to be on the CBUSD MOU timeline. We need to have a plan proposed by March 1st, and we have quite a bit of what's coming together to be that plan now. So I like where we are on the timeline is where we need to be.
Yeah. Yeah, part of it, we can't join until we get our CBS code.
Yeah.
And we've already told the district that a lot of that bears on us getting that, and that's just the first thing we're trying to get is our charter number, which we're not going to be on the state's agenda until May.
Yeah.
To get our charter number, and then after we get the charter number, then we'll get our CBS code, and then we'll go forward. But we can engage in a contract with the school lunch program, but getting the free and reduced portion hinges on getting our CBS code.
Yes.
So as long as we're showing progress.
Yeah. So, right.
All right. Anything else? Questions? Nope. Thank you, Dr. Cognetta. Items scheduled for consent. The minutes for the regular board meeting held on January 28, 2018. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
A second?
I'll second.
Roll call, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Items scheduled for discussion. Number one, resignation of Raymond Santos as board treasurer and member of the board of directors. The board will consider accepting the resignation of Raymond Santos as board treasurer and member of the board of directors. It is recommended the board of directors accept the resignation of Raymond Santos as board treasurer and member of the board of directors. Any discussion? Do I have a motion?
I'll motion.
A second?
Second.
Roll call. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Nomination and election of new board members. Allegiance to STEAM Academy bylaws state in Article 7, Section 3, the number of directors shall be no less than 3 and no more than 5. The board intends to increase the directors from 3 board members to 5, each serving a 3-year term. It is recommended the Board of Directors nominate and approve Melanie Choi as a director to Allegiance STEAM Academy Board of Directors. Do I have a motion?
I'll motion.
A second?
I'll second.
Roll call. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No. Welcome to the board.
Hey. Come on in.
Yeah, we put you to work right away. So.
Right.
Number 3, election of board officers. Allegiance Seating Academy bylaws, Article 8, Section 3, states officers of this corporation shall be chosen every 2 years by the board of directors. The board will consider filling an officer opening on the board of directors. It is recommended the board of directors nominate and approve Melanie Choi as the board treasurer for Allegiance STEAM Academy Board of Directors. Do I have a motion?
I'll motion.
A second?
I'll second.
Roll call. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Motion passes 5-0. Welcome. All right. Number 4, fact and agreement with Charter Asset Management. The board will review, discuss the factoring agreement presented to Allegiance STEAM Academy to provide $50,000 to assist with startup expenses. Troy Stevens, Andrew Vesti, Samantha Odo, Raquel Rawl, and Vanessa Okamoto have agreed to be personal guarantees for the factoring agreement. Is there any questions or discussions? No? It is recommended the Board of Directors approve and agree to the factoring agreement with Charter Asset Management. Do I have a motion?
I'll
move. And I'll second.
Second.
Roll call.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Charter Safe, number 5. The board will review a quote from Charter Safe, which is a self-insurance pool that was created by charter schools for the sole purpose of providing customized, authorizer compliant, and affordable insurance. Charter Safe is owned and controlled by its members, and the organization is a public entity belonging to the charter school movement. The insurance proposal includes board and employment liability, general liability, auto liability and physical damage, excess liability, property, pollution liability, crime, terrorism liability and property, student and volunteer accident liability, and cyber liability. Is there any questions? Comments? With this, though, I would like to thank the Director of Risk Management at CVUSD. He met with Mr. Stevens and I to go over the set limits on each item. He even went the extra mile, went on a conference call with us in Charter Safe to get through this. I think, you know, it's going to work out. And there are supplemental insurances that we may have to vote on at a later date because he was still reviewing it. But for the time being, we need to get this insurance, going to the engagement with Charter Safe. So it is recommended the Board of Directors approve and agree to join Charter Safe joint power agreement through July 1, 2018. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
A second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Matt, motion passes 5-0. Student information system. Allegiant STEAM Academy intends to contract with the company to provide software for a student information system. The software will ensure all ASA families and staff will benefit from a streamlined and modernized student information system. ASA has received proposals from Illuminate, Aries, and PowerSchool to provide this service. It is recommended the Board of Directors identify a software program that will meet the needs of ASA and enter in a contract with the identified company. Did you have anything else on that, Dr. Cognetta?
Again, after vetting the three, looking at price point and then just the features, Illuminate at its price, at its features is the most cost effective choice at this time. They're all great systems. The reason that the three is out, right? And the price point was a pretty significant factor in my recommendation. Also, it's one of the most popular student information systems in the country, and it has, so as a result, there's a lot of features that are just are going to support our CalPAD reporting, obviously attendance collection. And again, one of the things I'm most excited about is it's a parent portal, right, which is just another communication tool for community.
And does it talk well with SchoolMint?
Yeah, so SchoolMint, where we're doing our lottery, integrates into, dumps right into Illuminate, which will be very helpful for registration.
Is there like a deadline you need to decide this by?
Yeah, it's in the timeline, the MOU with CVUSD. Me personally, I'd rather get it done sooner than later, only because SchoolMint, that part of the process is almost done. So as soon as we start open enrollment and we have that completed, that way when whoever is chosen within the lottery, we're not using SchoolMint's portion for registration. We're going to use Illuminate. So it's better to have that on board before we get to that point instead of like SchoolMint, they're compressing a lot of stuff in a short period of time. And I don't think it would be good for us to do that with the registration portion of it, because we have to create the forms and all that stuff. So. So with that, I'll make a motion that we enter into a contract with Illuminate, because I feel that it'll meet our school's needs.
I'll second.
Second?
I'll second.
Roll call. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Number 7, suicide prevention, postvention policy. Allegiant STEAM Academy recognizes that suicide is the leading cause of death among young and school personnel who regularly interact with students, are often in a position to recognize the warning signs of suicide and to offer appropriate referral and our assistance. In an attempt to reduce such behavior and its impact on students and families, ASA has developed measures and strategies for suicide prevention, intervention, and postvention. Is there any questions, discussion? It is recommended the Board of Directors adopt and approve the suicide prevention / postvention policy. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes 5-0. ASA unlawful sexual harassment policy. ASA is committed to providing a safe environment for all its employees, free from discrimination on any ground and from harassment at work, including sexual harassment. ASA will operate a zero tolerance policy for any form of harassment in the workplace, treat all incidents seriously, and promptly investigate all allegations of sexual harassment. Any questions or discussion? It is recommended the Board of Directors adopt and approve the unlawful harassment policy. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second?
I'll second.
Roll call, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes 5-0. ASA anti-nepotism policy. ASA is committed to a policy of employment and advancement based on qualifications and merit and does not discriminate in favor of or in opposition to the employment of relatives. Anti-nepotism policies exist to ensure that individuals can't supervise, discipline, work with, or have any influence over the recruitment, salary, or promotion of a relative or someone they're involved in a relationship with. Any discussion or questions? It is recommended the Board of Directors adopt and approve the anti-nepotism policy. Do I have a motion?
I move that we adopt the policy.
Second?
I'll second.
Roll call. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes 5-0. ASA anti-bullying policy. Allegiant STEAM Academy recognizes that providing an environment which is conducive to learning is important. ASA will not tolerate bullying or any type of similar behavior. In an attempt to reduce such behavior and its impacts on students and families, ASA has developed measures and strategies for bullying prevention. The purpose of this policy is to communicate to all students, parents, and staff that ASA will not in any instance tolerate bullying behavior. Discussion, questions? It is recommended the Board of Directors adopt and approve the anti-bullying policy. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second?
I'll second.
Roll call. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Number 11, the student free speech policy. Allegiant STEAM Academy has developed a student free speech policy. Say that fast. Guiding speech and expression to ensure students have a right to express their ideas and information. Any discussion or questions? It is recommended the Board of Directors adopt and approve the student free speech policy. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
A second?
I'll second.
Roll call, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Anything before we adjourn?
Is it okay?
Yep.
I just felt like we should publicly thank Remon Santos for all that he's done since the beginning. And I just want to make note of that. And, you know, he was very dedicated and he did a lot to help us from the start. So I just wanted to have on record that we thank him for all his time and dedication, and we appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Remon. And before we leave, Eminem, I guess embroidery, like they do silk screening embroidery, stuff like that. They and the Valenzuela family, with their contacts with them, they were able to get polo shirts donated for the board with our logo and also the petitioners. So
awesome.
Go thank you, say thank you to them. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Next up, our adjournment. It is recommended the board of directors adjourn the regular board, strike that, the special board meeting for February 18, 2018. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
A second?
Second.
Roll call, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Passes 5-0. This meeting is adjourned at 7:32 p.m.